नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we welcome all the guests and devotees for this Bhagavad Gita evening session. So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text number 28. So I'll just recite the text and then you can follow. Shubh ashubh phaler evam moksha se karma bandhanai sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaishyasi. And purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: in this way you will be freed from the bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. Purport: one who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called yukta. The technical term is yukta vairagya. This is further explained by Srila Rupa Goswami as follows: anasaktyasya vishayan yathartham upayunjata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.255. Rupa Goswami says that as long as we are in this material world, we have to act. We cannot cease acting. Therefore, if reactions are performed and fruits are given to Krishna, then that is called yukta vairagya. Actually, situated in renunciation, such activities clear the mirror of the mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, at the end, he becomes liberated. And the liberation is also specified. By this liberation, he does not become one with Brahmajyoti, but rather enters into the planet of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly mentioned here, Mam Upeshyasi, he comes to me, back home, back to Godhead. There are five different stages of liberation, and here it is specified that the devotee has always lived his lifetime here under the direction of the Supreme Lord, as stated, has evolved to the point where he can, after quitting this body, go back to Godhead and engage directly in the service, in the association of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who has no interest but to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is actually a sannyasi. Such a person always thinks of himself as eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. As such, whatever he does it for the benefit of the Supreme Lord. Whatever action he performs it as service to the Lord. He does not give serious attention to the fruitive activities or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. For ordinary persons, it is obligatory to execute the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. But although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in the service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed Vedic duties, actually it is not so. It is therefore said by Vaishnava authorities that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plans and activities of a pure devotee. The exact words are Tarvakya Kriya Mudra Vigena Bhujaye. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.39. A person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord, or is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated at present. And in the future, his going back to Godhead is guaranteed. He is above all materialistic criticism, just as Krishna is above all criticism. Pam kharoti vacharam pangum langayate girim yad kripatamaham vande shri guru dinatharine. Hare Krishna. Shubha shubha phaler evam moksha se karma bandhane sanyas yoga yukt atma vimukto mam upeshyasi. So continuing with the series of verses in this chapter which we are reading, one of the most important chapter, the most confidential knowledge which is being described in this chapter. And in the current section which we are reading now, of course this verse 9.28 which we are reading is continuing from the previous verse, or is describing the result which is achieved if one follows the process that was described in the previous verse. So I'll just read the translation of the previous verse for those who were not there yesterday and to establish the link. Krishna is explaining in the previous verse that whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, that is charity, or whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Actually, this is the most merciful nature of the Supreme Lord, that he has given these scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other Vedic literatures, wherein, depending upon the time, place, and circumstances, these scriptures are given. Depending upon the level of the audience, the people around, the various scriptures and various religions in different parts of the world are established. Different messiahs or the messengers of the Supreme Lord comes and gives us lessons and how we can come closer to the Supreme Lord, or how we can achieve the ultimate purpose of life, that is love of God. See, herein in this chapter and in this verse and the previous verse also, Krishna very mercifully, all accommodating, as we saw in the previous verse, Krishna is saying that whatever you do, whatever you act, whatever you eat, just offer me and do that for me. Of course, looking from the highest pure devotional perspective, the pure devotional service means to do whatever Krishna wants us to do the will of the Supreme Lord. But herein in the previous verse, Krishna is saying, just whatever you are doing, do it for me, offer the results to me. And then if you follow the Krishna's instructions in this way, what is the result? Krishna explains in this verse, in this way you will be freed from the bondage to work and its auspiciousness and inauspicious results. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. This is the beautiful science of work, or art of work, is being explained herein. In this way you will become freed from bondage to work. As we all know, any action, those who have studied physics basic, you know, any action has an equal or opposite reaction. You do something, you get a reaction to that. Any activity in this world, as Srila Prabhupada beautifully in the purport explains, that spirit soul by nature is active. Therefore, we have to do some activity. We cannot cease all the activities. That's the nature of the soul. So therefore, now the question that arises is, If I have to act, then there will be a reaction. How to deal with that? So herein, in these two verses, Krishna is giving us the solution, the beautiful art of working, that you will be freed from bondage to work if you offer the results to me, if you act for my benefit. That is the beautiful art of work. You may be doing whatever you are doing. Some of us are working, some of us are studying, are students, some of us are housewives. So Krishna herein is saying, do whatever you are doing, but do it for me, as an offering to me. Give the results to me. And what is the result, or what is the outcome, what is the benefit Krishna is explaining here? That you will be freed from the bondage to work. So that is the beauty of art of work. Very, very important, that aspect that comes in here. So therefore, it is very important to choose or make our life or mold our lives in a way that all our activities, results are being offered to Krishna. Otherwise, any act we do, we are supposed or we are bound to get a reaction. Either if we do a pious act, we may get a pious result. If we do some impious activity, impious in the sense of the scriptural injunctions, something which is against the scriptures, if we do such an act, we will get a severe reaction to that. Herein even Krishna is saying, Shubha Ashubha Phaler Evam. You will be freed from the bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. That is Krishna consciousness. That is the process which Krishna is recommending here. Shubha Ashubha Phaler Eva. Even the auspicious results you will be surpassing. Sounds a little difficult or sometimes surprising. How is Krishna saying that you will even surpass the pious results also? So this is also very important, that here in Srila Prabhupada, in the translator, is saying that you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. So if you do a pious act, you get a pious result. But the problem here is, you do a pious act or impious act, the result action is guaranteed. And the resultant action or the result of that action is that you have to come here to get the reaction. And by nature, the design of this world is that there is bound to be miseries in this world. You may act piously, the most piously throughout the life, but still there is birth, there is death, there are diseases. You are going to get reactions. Even if you may try to act, somebody may say that I will do only pious activities. Of course, that is not possible, because unknowingly we do so many impious or so-called activities which leads us to negative reactions. Like even simple act of walking on the road, you kill so many ants, so many insects are being killed, you breathe so many bacteria, germs, you cook on fire, so many living entities are being killed. So in that sense, one cannot escape impious acts just by acting piously. So therefore, here Srila Prabhupada or Krishna is explaining, whatever you are doing, if you are working in a corporate, you are a housewife, offer the results to Krishna. And then the beautiful art of work will act on you. And under Krishna's, if you act under Krishna's supervision, then as it is mentioned in this verse, there will be two results which are being achieved. That is, moksha se karma bandhane, that you will be liberated, freedom from the bondage to work is achieved. And second, realization of Krishna, that is, vimukto mam upeshyasi, that you will come back to me, liberation, and one comes to me. That is Krishna's guarantee. And coming back further into the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Rupa Goswami, beautiful point, that he is explaining the term yukta, as it is comes in this verse, shubha ashubha phaler evam mokshase karma bandhane sanyas yoga yukta atma. So what is this yukta refers to? Yukta means having the mind firmly set on. And as Prabhupada translates in the purport, one who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called yukta. So that is important. Under superior direction. And then Prabhupada further on explains this, quoting Rupa Goswami, about yukta vairagya. To perform the actions and give the results to Krishna. That is yukta vairagya in brief, if you have to see. Yukta vairagya. And then further on, the word here comes is sannyasa yoga. So what is real sannyas? Who is a real sannyasi? Because many times, here Prabhupada explained the practical meaning of what sannyasi is, or what actual sannyas is. Because many times when people come to Krishna consciousness, people have that fear that you want everyone to join the temples and become sannyasis. But here Srila Prabhupada is clarifying who is a real sannyasi, the true definition of what a sannyasi is as per Bhagavad Gita. So what are the different aspects or characteristics of a sannyasi? Srila Prabhupada in the purport is explaining, anyone who has no interest but to dedicate his life to the service of Lord, that is the first qualification, that is, he is nishkam. No other interest but to dedicate life in the service of the Lord. This does not mean as the typical understanding of a sannyasi which people in this Bharatvarsh have, is sannyasi is with someone who has saffron robes, who doesn't work anything, who has nothing to do this of this world. But herein, what real sannyasi is described herein. Therefore, it is very important to read scriptures. But scriptures give the Shastra Chakshu, the vision to see the world or see the things as they are in their true perspective. Herein, therefore, the first qualification of a person to act as a sannyasi is he is nishkam. He has no other interest but to dedicate his life in the service of the Lord. Second, as Prabhupada explained the purport, such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. Therefore, this quality of servitude always thinks of himself as eternal servant. He is a real sannyasi. How is this so? Because that is the true nature. Jivera swarup hoye nityara Krishna Nitya Das. So that is the living entity's swarup, or living entity's position, is to be eternally the servant of the Supreme Lord. So when one accepts that, that is a real sannyasi. And it depends on the supreme will of the Lord. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopina Deva Ki Chai, Shri Gopal Chi Ki Chai, Shri Shinitai Gaur Chandra Deva Ki Chai. So that is a real sannyasi, who is nishkam, who is no other desire separate from Krishna. He is always thinking of himself as the eternal servant, and who is dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. And also, continuing further on, Srila Prabhupada explains that such a sannyasi, or such a person who has no other interest but to dedicate his life in the service of the Lord, that is a true sannyasi, as Prabhupada explains, that whatever he does it for the benefit of the Lord. In the sense, benefit of the Lord, in the sense that he acts as per the will of the Supreme Lord. Whatever Krishna wants him to do. So in that sense, Arjuna, who apparently was a Kshatriya, was a true sannyasi, because he was following, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, is ready to follow the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Whatever Krishna decides, he says, he concludes at the end, when Krishna says, Yathichchasi Tathakur, whatever is your desire, Krishna, Arjuna, you do. And then Krishna says, Arjuna says that my moh has been dispelled and I am ready to do whatever you want me to do. So that is the symptom of a real sannyasi. Whatever actions he performs it as service to the Lord. He does not give any serious attention to the fruitive activities or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. This is also very important to understand, because many times in India, coming from traditional backgrounds, sometimes this comes as a hindrance to our real understanding of Krishna consciousness or the true principles of Vaishnavism, which are beyond the prescribed duties in the Vedas. Of course, Prabhupada clarifies, but although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in the service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed Vedic rules, actually it is not so. Why is it not so? Because he knows the true devotee, a Vaishnava, he understands the will of the Supreme Lord. As we are saying, he is nishkam, he has no other interests other than to please or serve the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he understands the spirit behind the Vedic injunctions. So therefore, sometimes to act as per the time, place and circumstances, desha, kala and patra, a true Vaishnava or a sannyasi may have to adjust to the scriptural injunctions, understanding the spirit or mood. And we can see practically in the life of Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of our society, he exemplifying this in his own personal life. Like traditionally speaking, a traditional sannyasi is never supposed to leave or cross the oceans and go out of the country to preach. Never leave Bharatvarsh. But we can see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, he left, crossed over the oceans to preach this message of Krishna consciousness, to give the essence or message of Bhagavad Gita, to fulfill the desires of Krishna and his spiritual master. He crossed over the oceans. So in that sense, he apparently violated the rules, or he did not follow the traditions of or prescribed rules of the Vedic scriptures. But we understand, or we know, that Krishna wanted Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada, understanding the will of the Supreme Lord through his spiritual master, went to the West and preached. And there, because of him, his going to the West and then further on coming in to the Bharatvarsh and again preaching, we are here and we have this beautiful temple, beautiful, wonderful devotees, this message of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, this is a very wonderful balance which a true Vaishnava has, to see the tradition in the scriptures and understand the underlying human compassion, the spirit of compassion behind the scriptural rules, and apply them in the modern context. So this is important. Underlying the scriptural rules is human compassion. A Vaishnava sees that compassion and then he implements that compassion in the modern context. Like Srila Prabhupada, he could see the human compassion behind the Vedic rules and according to the time, place and circumstances adjusted certain rules, at the same time following the Vedic scriptures but giving it in the modern context. Therefore, Prabhupada, conclusion of this paragraph, concludes that a Vaishnava, it is therefore stated by the Vaishnava authorities, the most intelligent person cannot understand the activities of a pure devotee. Tar vakya kriya mudra vigena bujai. That a person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord. To be considered completely liberated at the present, And in the future, his going back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. Such a personality is Jivan Mukta. He is liberated in this state because he is constantly thinking, what is liberation in true sense? Is to reinstate oneself in one's constitutional position. And that is service to the Supreme Lord. So if a person who is living in this world is constantly engaged in the service, is automatically liberated. So therefore there is no point for him to call him a conditioned soul, because he is already engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord. Therefore he is completely liberated. And then also we have to be, of course, this, there is also a warning herein how careful one should be in judging other Vaishnavas. We cannot understand with what consciousness a person is working, and we cannot apply the rules of the scriptures to a very advanced person. Like generally this example is quoted, that while you are driving a car on the road and there is a red light, you stop for that. You should stop for that. But then at the same time you see a plane flying on it, above it, and you say, hey, why come the plane is not stopping, there is red light. You can't apply that rule to that. So therefore, you have to understand that these rules which are there in the scriptures have to be understood in the spirit of human compassion. Therefore, that's a very fine balance which an advanced soul or a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada could see the human compassion between all the scriptural rules that is being brought up. And that is what Krishna's will is. And coming back to the point of how this process is working, as we were discussing earlier, that this is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that he has given us this wonderful scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and they are all accommodating. And herein, as we saw in the previous verse, Krishna is saying, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, you do it, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. And the result is what is being explained herein is, Krishna is explaining, and this Prabhupada is explaining, that there will be a cleansing of the heart. If you follow the process, any process, Vedic process, if you follow, you are getting purified gradually. The cleansing of the heart takes place. If you come under the purview of the scriptures somehow, situate yourself. That is the process. The scriptures are designed in a way to elevate one person from the level where he is to a superior level. That is the beauty of the scriptures. They are all accommodating. Anyone who is there at any point, the scriptures do not condemn anyone. The Vedic scriptures, that is the beauty. The most compassionate, the Lord, Lord's love is being expressed through these scriptures. Therefore, all the scriptures, that is the main highlight of the scriptures, is they see a person in what position he is and try to elevate him. So therefore, anyone who comes, wherever we are, however condemned we are, whatever abominable activities we are doing at the present, there are scriptures and there is a level, there is a position for us. For anyone who is doing any abominable activity, there is a position and hope for him. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are very, very hope-giving scriptures. There is a position, or there is a level for you which you can come to. And then gradually that cleansing process take place. The cleansing of the heart take place. And then you can make gradual progress in spiritual realization. And then you can take to a further on process. Go to a higher step. And then this way, scriptures elevate you. And then gradually, you can surrender. Of course, from this process, This is a very exalted state which Krishna is referring. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, it is a very, very exalted state. Of course, not pure devotional service in one sense, because pure devotional service is you do what Krishna wants you to do. But here you are doing what you want to do, but at the same time offering the results. But then if you follow this process, that if you are attached to what you are doing, you do it, but give the results, then also Krishna is saying that the cleansing is taking place, you are gradually progressing. And then over a period of time, when you follow this, the power of the process, the power of the bhakti process, it automatically makes you advance. And you will gradually come to a position of surrendering, a complete surrender to the supreme will of the Lord. And then our prayer, currently we may be praying that let my Lord, my will be done. People pray, oh my Lord, this is my prayer. I wish I could do this. Please fulfill my desire. Of course, and then gradually, when we will come to a stage of pure surrender, our prayer will be, oh my Lord, give me the strength that I can fulfill your desire. I can act as per your will and your wish. So that is will come if we follow this. And then at the end we will come to liberation, as Krishna is saying, and Krishna is specifying him, Vimukto Mam Upishyasi, that you will ultimately attain liberation and come to me. So therefore, these verses of Bhagavad Gita in this section which you are reading are very, very hope-giving, that wherever we are, whatever position we are, we just offer the results of our activities, of whatever we eat, whatever we do in our life, we just offer it, we just add the Krishna factor in our lives, and ultimately we will achieve the love of Godhead, the position of reaching back home, back to Godhead. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining this purport. Somebody would like to ask any question or comments this subject? Any questions or comments? Otherwise, we'll close now. Jai Shri Bhagavad Gita Ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.